This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 15 mega development projects worth around 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chuniganj and Nayaganj. These projects are aimed at boosting the region's infrastructure and connectivity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister has said that the Operation Sindoor showcased India's indigenous defense capabilities and the strength of making India to the world.
Operation Sindoor mein duniya ne Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron aur Make in India ki taakat bhi dekhi hai. Hamare BrahMos missile ne dushman ke ghar mein ghuskar tabahi machayi. Jahan target tay kiya wahan dhamake kiye. Ye taakat hame Atmanirbhar Bharat ke sankalp se mili hai.
Early in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar. Prime Minister will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today on the occasion of 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar. Mr. Modi will participate in the Lokmata Devi Ahilya Bai Mahila Sashakti Mahasammelan in Bhopal and will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Bhopal. Prime Minister will also inaugurate Datia and Satna airports to boost the last mile air connectivity in the region. He will also inaugurate the passenger services on the super priority corridor of the Yellow Line of Indore Metro. During this visit, Mr. Modi will transfer his first installment for the construction of 1,271 Atal Graham Sushasan Bhavans worth over 480 crore rupees. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has warned that if Pakistan carries out any terrorist act against India, it will have to face the consequences and suffer the defeat. He said that India will not hesitate and will use every method to root out the menace in terrorism. Mr. Singh was addressing the officers and the sailors on board India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, INS Vikrant, off the Goa coast yesterday. The defense minister said that the Operation Sindoor is not just a military action, but India's frontal assault against terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced a special relief package for the line of control residents of Jammu and Kashmir affected by the recent shelling from Pakistan. The Home Minister said in addition to the existing 90,000 underground bunkers, additional steps will be taken to strengthen the safety and the support of the border communities. He assured that the central government will provide all possible support to the victims' families. The country's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 6.5% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the Statistics and the Program Implementation Ministry, the real GDP has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in the last quarter of financial year 2024-25. Nominal GDP has witnessed the growth rate of 9.8% in the financial year 2024-25. Russia has dismissed the recent Pakistani media reports as fake, which claim that Moscow is expanding economic ties with Islamabad. Moscow firmly denied any signed multi-billion dollar deal, accusing the elements in Pakistan of trying to disrupt the strong India-relation strategic partnership, especially after India's recent Operation Sindoor targeting the terror camps in Pakistan and POJK. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians secured the spot in the qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in eliminator in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a daunting total of 228 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, chasing 229, Gujarat Titans managed 208 for 8 and falling just 20 runs behind. And that is the end of this news bulletin.